You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Julie Ryan, noted psychic and medical intuitive, is ready to answer your personal questions, even those you never knew you could ask. For more than 20 years, as she's developed and refined her intuitive skills, Julie used her knowledge as a successful inventor and businesswoman to help others. Now, she wants to help you grow, heal, and get the answers you've been longing to hear. Do you have a question for someone who's transitioned? Do you have a medical issue? What about your pet's health or behavior? Perhaps you have a loved one who's close to death and you'd like to know what's happening. Are you on the path to fulfill your life's purpose? No matter where you are in the world, take a journey to the other side and ask Julie Ryan.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Ask Julie Ryan Show. I'm Julie, your host, and I'm so delighted you could join us this week. My intention in doing this show is to provide information, insight, and comfort to people all around the world by helping to answer life's unanswerable questions. And we have a whole bunch of callers on hold already, so I'm excited to get to them to see what kind of questions they have. And I was mistaken last week. I thought this would be the first show of May, but it's the last show of April. I was a day ahead of myself. So the good news is that means you can still sign up for a free session, and you just have to do these three easy things. I always feel like a game show host when I say that. But the three easy things are: follow me on Instagram at Ask Julie Ryan, leave a review on iTunes at Ask Julie Ryan, and sign up for my blog at AskJulieRyan.com. And then the first Thursday of the month, I always pick a winner, and you get a free one-hour session with me valued at $155. And we can talk about whatever you'd like, as many things as you'd like, in the time that we have together. And it is so much fun, you guys. I love having individual sessions each week. I do lots of them, and I get you for a whole hour, and it's just a blast. No matter how serious what your issue is, I promise you we'll laugh and we'll have fun. So follow me on Instagram, Ask Julie Ryan, leave a review on iTunes at Ask Julie Ryan, and sign up for my blog at AskJulieRyan.com. Okay, let's go to the phone. And the first person we have is Tabitha Polaris. I got to be on her show, so I wanted to introduce her to all of you and have her say a few words and let you know where you can find more information about her. So hi, girl.
Hello, how are you?
I'm well. How are you doing?
I'm good. Hello, everyone else.
She is in the epicenter of the COVID situation, you guys, in New York. But she's hanging tough, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm just anchoring the light, you know,
there
trying
you
to be positive and trying to do some light work and just staying safe as well. But, you know. It's definitely
right.
Bizarre. Never thought I'd see anything like this.
I know.
But we're going to be okay. We're going to be okay.
Everybody is. And there are a lot of really good things coming out of it, not to negate the loss, people who've lost loved ones. But I think there are lots of good things coming out of this. And don't you just feel like we're living in historic times, which we are? I think that
absolutely.
All the time. My gosh, this is the most historic thing I've ever lived through.
Yeah. I wonder.
Oh, it's the last.
I know. I hear some people say we chose to come here at this time to, you know, help everyone through this.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is, I think it's fascinating, and I know several people who either have had a baby or have had a grandbaby born during this time, and I always think, my goodness, is it going to be interesting to see how that child's life progresses because they chose to be born during this pandemic?
I
think it's going to be fascinating. So, well, obviously we could talk all day, but tell everybody about you and about your work and where they can find you.
Sure. So my name is Tabitha Polaris. I'm the host of the Tabitha Polaris Show podcast, which you can find on all podcast platforms, or you can discover where to listen at thetabithapolarisshow.com. And I spell Tabitha with a Y. And I'm a singing light worker, Reiki master, intuitive, empathic healer. I do guided meditations. I'm very much into Young Living essential oils, healing frequency music, and I'm on all social media sites under Tabitha Polaris. and you can discover the podcast. And I interview guests, and I love the show. I'm really excited. I've had so many amazing guests, and I'm very blessed. And basically, it's a wellness podcast released every Tuesday, and we discuss provocative topics. And I have guest interviews, and it's about metaphysical, spiritual, alternative health fields, ways to expand your consciousness, raise the frequency of the planet, and assist in your spiritual ascension and develop your intuition. So it's been a blast. And my website is TabithaPolaris.com. And I'm very excited to announce that I'm in the recording studio, so I'll be releasing very soon an album of guided meditations for each chakra with healing frequency music. And until then, every Monday I go live at 11 a.m. on my Facebook and YouTube for free meditations for everybody. And, you know, I pray for the planet, and we just have a beautiful time holding the light together. So that's what I'm up to.
How fun. We had a ball, and I'll have all the links to the show that I was on with Tabitha that I think came out earlier this week, right?
I released it on Tuesday.
Tuesday.
It was such a good show. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
It was fun. And you guys, she pulled an angel card before I came on the show to see what matched my frequency, I guess, right? Is that what you call it, Tabitha?
Yeah, I just tapped
it. And tell everybody which card you pulled. Do you remember?
Of course. It was the medical card of Archangel Raphael. I'm going to try to see if I could pull it out so I could read it to you.
That was wild.
I have it in my email. Let me pull it up. Oh, yeah. So it says, it's the divine physician, Archangel Raphael. It says, thank you, Raphael, for shining your divine light upon my healthy body. And it's this beautiful angel with that physician shield on him. And I just thought it was hilarious because of your history in the health field and then how you're a medical intuitive. And
I know.
I just thought it was hilarious.
We were cracking up about that. Yeah, it was wild. So, well, thanks so much for coming on and saying hi to everybody. And everybody, check my social media stuff, Ask Julie Ryan, and you'll see all the links to Tabitha. And you'll find it in the show notes, too. So, Tabitha, thanks so much. Stay safe up there.
Oh, thank you so much.
Okay.
Many blessings and love and light to all of you.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Our first caller is Renata. Hi, Renata.
Oh, hi.
How are you, girl?
Hi. Can you hear me?
I can, yes.
Okay. That's fantastic.
I
love
tell everybody.
You so, Julie.
Oh, you sweet thing. Tell everybody where you're calling from, please.
I'm calling from Australia, from Sydney.
Oh, my gosh. How are you guys doing down there?
Yeah, look, we're quite good. Australia is doing well, so we have got low numbers with the COVID-19. So, it's quite good, and we're going to relax very soon with some restrictions. So, yeah, I think we're on the right path.
I think you guys are like a week or two behind us in the United States, right?
That's correct.
So that's wonderful that you're, I think the countries that are coming on a little bit later than Europe and certainly China and America, we're all learning from each other sharing data, which is helping.
We have got the time to prepare because we saw what's going on with, in other parts of the world. So we had time to prepare, which was good, I guess.
Yes, absolutely. Well, do you have a question for me?
Yes, Julie, I have. So I'm calling regarding my son. He is 13 years old. He is standing next to me.
Hang on one second. Let me mute. Somebody just came on and let me mute them. Okay, sorry. Go ahead, Renata. I'm sorry.
Okay. So I've got a son. He's 13 years old. His name is Aaron. And he's standing next to me, so he's okay with asking me questions regarding him. So
Of
course, since many years, I would say since 5 or 6 years, he has got back pain. It's coming, it's going. He constantly has to roll it. sometimes he was waking up at nighttime and had to roll his back, and you can really hear it cracking. Hmm. So it's kind of like it became a natural thing for him. He needs to roll, but I think it's just not, for such a young human, it's just very strange to have such an issue. And mm-hmm. we have done also physio for him, few sessions, but I think that actually did more harm than good. Yeah, so I would like to find out, is there anything I can do for him, or what is the reason for the back pain?
Mm-hmm. So when you say physio, is that chiropractic? Is that osteopathic? What is physio, or is that physical therapy?
Physical therapy, yes.
Physical therapy. All right. Yes. Does he go to a chiropractor? Do you have a chiropractor?
No, we don't do anything anymore, because this experience, they've been like stretching his whole skeleton. That actually, mm-hmm. I felt it made it worse. And then I mm-hmm. read up, you shouldn't do anything like this for children. So I just don't know. And, you know, it's not constant, but it's ongoing. It's without the roller. Even when we travel, we take the roller with us just mm-hmm. so he can roll it when he needs. It's just, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it looks like it stretches. Erin, I've got you on my radar. Can he hear us?
Erin, can you hear?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hi, Erin. I connected to you while your mom was talking, and since you were there and she said I had permission, I asked, and you said yes, so good job setting that up, Mom. All right, so it looks to me like it's a band of inflammation that goes across your low back is what mm-hmm. I'm seeing where the inflammation is right now. Is that where you're feeling pain most of the time when it feels like it's out of whack?
Yeah.
The lower back.
Lower back, yep, that's what I'm seeing. All right, what I'm watching, you guys, is I'm watching a chiropractic adjustment. And then the other thing I watched you do was, Erin, lay on your back, and I'm sure you do this stretch already, put your arms out to the side, straight out on the floor, and then bend your knees and put both knees over to the right side and look left while your knees are there, and then do the opposite. Put both knees over to the left side and look right. And I can hear your back crack when that happens. I would check out a chiropractor, Renata.
A chiropractor.
And they're called different things in different countries, but I really think it's just a matter of getting him adjusted maybe once or a few times, and it's going to go away from what I'm seeing. I'm not seeing anything that's giving me cause for pause, other than he's just being adjusted from a chiropractic standpoint.
Okay. So what I've done in the past, that did this help at all, or did it do more harm like I thought it did?
With the physical therapy, I don't know that it did harm, but I think when the skeletal system is not lined up properly, it's not a whole lot of stuff is going to work. So that's kind of the first thing that you want to do, and then take it from there. And the only thing I'm seeing is him getting a chiropractic adjustment. So I think it's worth investigating. It's very fast and it doesn't hurt. And
I think it
can help. Yeah, I think that can help. Well, wonderful talking with both of you. Thanks so much for calling in.
Thank you, Julie. Thank you.
You bet. Erin, you're a good sport, my man. You're a good sport.
Thank you.
You bet. Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye. Okay, let's see who's next. I believe it's Linda. Hi, Linda.
Fine. So I just brought Jean-Paul into the call tonight. If he had time for me, it's the same old story. I'm tired, and I'm tired of being tired. You know that story. But Jean-Paul's got some stuff going on, so I'm just going to pass over my time to him.
Okay. All right. Hi, Jean-Paul.
Hi.
Please tell everybody where you're calling from.
Calling from Las Vegas, Nevada.
Woohoo. Kind of calm there these days, huh?
A little quiet.
I bet. Well, you got a question for me?
I do. My body has been in breakdown for some time, and I have several issues, some diagnosed, some not. And I'm just curious if you see anything, if you think anything can be done. I'm in the camp that's very reluctant in the best of times to have surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And now I wouldn't consider it But between, you know, my neck, my knee, and my lower back, I have a lot of issues going on, and I don't even know which one was the worst.
Has somebody told you you have degenerative disc disease, John Paul?
My spinal cord and my neck is being bruised, mm-hmm. and causing some issues, but there's some issues that I think that are different than that, that my legs almost are disconnected from my body in some ways, and I think that's a lower back issue, not a neck issue, but I don't know that.
Mm-hmm. Well, when I get somebody on my radar, John Paul, things show up in order of importance, with the most important, in a descending order of importance, I should say, with the most pressing issue first. And the first thing that showed up with you was degenerative disc disease. So if you can imagine that, my analogies are really hilarious at times, but they're just to give you a frame of reference. I talk in analogies a lot just so our brains have a frame of reference for all this woo-woo stuff that we do. And if you can imagine that your back looks like a slab of baby back ribs, how about that? And the bones in the slab of ribs represent your vertebrae, and then the meat in between the bones represent your discs. Okay, when the meat starts to get eaten, those bones can start to collapse, those vertebrae, and that's what I'm seeing happen in your back. So what I'm doing is I'm adding stem cell energy to those discs that are starting to disintegrate. Not all of them are, but you got a fair number of them that are. And stem cell energy looks like a light amber color gel. It has sparkles in it. And I'm applying that to all these discs that need to be regenerated. And then there's a vortex. Imagine a funnel cloud, like a tornado, that's spinning above your back. And that spinning, that centrifugal force, regenerates those discs. The stem cell energy stuff is so cool because it will regenerate whatever body part we need. And sometimes it shows up on scans, subsequent scans later on. And so the reason why I'm so detailed and descriptive, John Paul, is because if you can envision what I'm seeing in my brain, in my mind's eye, if you will, it's going to help integrate the healing into your body. So by doing that, I've propped up all those vertebrae, the space that were starting to collapse, and regenerated the disc material. So hopefully that will help give you some relief. And I would love to have an hour to work on you. And I think we could get a lot done. But hopefully that'll be giving you some relief in the short run.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right. Thanks for calling, you guys. Take care. Bye-bye. Okay. Let's see who's next. I believe it is Lisa. Hi, Lisa.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. I'm calling from Minneapolis. Thank you for taking my call. I have a
You're welcome.
Super quick question for you.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm calling on behalf of my friend Chris, mm-hmm. and she would like to know if you can see if she has mold in her body, where it is, mm-hmm. and can it be gotten rid of? Can it mm-hmm. be rid? Can it be dealt with?
Okay. Yes, I don't know. Yes. Let me get her on my radar.
Okay.
How about that?
Perfect.
To answer your questions. All right. So I'm connecting to you in Minneapolis and from you to Chris. All right, Chris, I'm talking to Lisa. She wants me to scan you. Is that okay? Yeah, fine. Okay, good. I always ask permission because I can do it, but I won't on somebody because I think it's a ethical violation and I'm all about privacy. Okay, so going in, yes, she does have mold. Does she have mold in her home or in her office?
She has a mold issue. Not that she's aware of. She's in Arizona. I don't know if she does. But I know she's been working with a type of like a naturopathic doctor, and she's taken these sprays that are just really painful, and the mold numbers aren't changing. With the spray, and that's why, that's why she was wanting to know if you saw anything with that.
She does have mold in her system. I'm clearing it out. A couple of suggestions for her, Lisa. AmenClinics.com has a mold protocol. She can find out about it online. I think that's really it works really well. I have several clients that have gone there, and I think you can probably, she could probably do a telemedicine thing with them, especially in this day and age. Number one. Number two, there's a product called Homebiotic. Have you heard about that?
No, Homebiotic?
Homebiotic, like antibiotics for the home.
Okay.
And it's a bacteria that eats mold. And it comes in a spray, and it's non-toxic, and it's clear, and you can spray it on any surface. And I would suggest that she look at that. So it's homebiotic.com, I believe, is the website for them. So have her look into that as well.
Okay.
And see if that can help some.
Did you see where in her body you could see
it? It's all over. She's got a pretty good case of it. And I'm getting that it's in her home. So just because she lives in the desert doesn't mean she has mold, because she could have had a water leak or something for some reason.
Okay.
And if she wants, schedule a session with me, and we can go through it in more detail, and I can scan her house, and I can tell her where it is in her house, so she can she can point contractors that way.
Perfect.
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you, Julie.
Thanks for calling. You bet.
Okay.
Take care.
Appreciate it. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, let's go to Robin next. Hi, Robin.
Oh, hi. Thanks for taking my call. I'm so excited.
You're welcome.
That I got through.
How are you?
I'm doing okay. I have multiple health issues, but there's one that hasn't been diagnosed. I've had it since January. I have inflammation in all of my joints, and they're hot and they're burning, and I had some blood tests. The blood tests all came back negative.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of just wondering what's going on with my body. And I just had another quick question is, I've been trying to connect with my spirit guides, and I've been asking their names, and I'm not getting anything, so I didn't know if you're able to see that as well.
I am, but I'm going to let you choose which question you want to do, because I got a whole bunch of people on hold, and I'd like to limit it to
the spirit guides.
Spirit guides, okay.
Yeah.
Spirit guides. And by the way, on the joints, email me, and I'll send you a link to a gut biome test that I would suggest that you do.
Oh, okay,
so
I do have one on candida. Yeah.
Yeah. So send Julie at AskJulieRyan.com. Anybody listening, email me, Julie at AskJulieRyan.com. I'll email you a link. It'll be a little bit of a discount. I think that will give you a lot of information. You might want to consider booking a private appointment, too, and we can really do a deep dive and get this stuff cleared out. Spirit guides, your main spirit guide, you're going to love this. Your main spirit guide, I got the name Lola.
Oh.
Lola. And spirits don't have a gender, but names we equate to genders. And Lola, the thing that's cracking me up is Lola is dressed as a nun in one of those old-fashioned nun outfits, nun habits with the total veil and the little white cardboard thing, you know, above the
wow.
forehead. And she is, that spirit is helping you enhance your spirituality without interrupting any kind of religious stuff. Like, so you know how some people want to develop their spirituality, but it conflicts with some things that they learned maybe in a religion? Were you raised in a religion?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Which one? Was it Catholic by any chance?
I was raised in no religion.
Okay. Well, she's helping you enhance your spirituality within the confines of religious teachings. That's what she's telling me. So
okay.
I don't know if that makes sense, but you can talk with her. Tell everybody where you're calling from, Robin, please.
I'm calling from Halifax, Nova Scotia.
Okay, terrific. So how you talk to Lola is you say something to her, and she's going to respond within an instant, within a second, as fast as you can snap your fingers. And spirits are super literal, so be very specific if you're asking for guidance. And she's going to answer you. It's going to feel like a thought in your head. And then if you think about it for more than a couple of seconds, that's going to be your brain talking to you. So if
okay.
you're looking for guidance, you know, refine down the question. But Lola is your main spirit guide that's showing up tonight, and she's a nun. She was
wonderful.
A nun in a life
that she lived that correlates with what you're doing right now. So there you go.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Let's see. Who else do we have? I believe Angela's our next caller. Hi, Angela.
Hi. How are you, girl? I'm doing really good. I'm out here in Jasper, Georgia. And,
okay.
It's beautiful out here.
Great. It is here in Sweet Home, Alabama, too, which is not too far from you. You got a question for me?
Yes, I do. It's about my sister. She lives in Colorado. Her name is Chriselle. She's 40 years old, and she's scheduled to have some brain surgery on June 4th. Mm-hmm. She has they have her taking medication to get her ready for surgery, and she just can't function. She's emotional, and she's tired, and I want to find out if she can get some sort of relief right now, but I also know that maybe you can help her instead of her having to go into surgery for that.
Yeah. Which, am I on speaker by any chance?
You are. Do I have to take you off?
Please. Yeah, because I'm getting feedback. Please. And just hold the phone up to your mouth when you talk.
I'm so sorry.
No, that's all right. I forgot to tell you. she knows I'm going to scan her. I'm going to ask her anyways, but I'm connecting to you in Georgia, and then I'm connecting to her. It's heading west. Did you tell me she's in Arizona?
She's in Colorado.
Colorado. All right. Well, my laser beam's heading west. Colorado's west of Georgia, isn't it? Pretty far.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
She said okay.
Chriselle, I'm talking to your sister. She wants me to scan you. Is that all right? Yes. All right. So what I'm doing is her head is just like in a cloud. My goodness. Whatever medicine they have her on is just, she probably feels really spacey, like she's, drugged to the point where probably hard for her to function from what I'm seeing. So I'm clearing that out.
She has four kids.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. Okay, I'm clearing that out. There's a link. Have her Google, or you may want to do this for her, Angela. Have her Google the name of the medicine she's on, and then NNT, N for number, N for needed, T for treat, number needed to treat. And when you Google that, you can do that with any medicine, and it's going to tell you how many people need to take that medicine in order for it to help one person. The statistics have to be submitted to the Food and Drug Administration here in America and the equivalent agency in other countries before a medicine is approved. And it will tell you how effective the medicine is, and it will also tell you all the side effects. So that would be good information for her to get right off the bat. There may be some other medicine that would be comparable that they can switch her to that might be more effective. What's going on with her brain? I'm in her brain stem. Tell me what's going on with her brain.
She has these AVM.
Arterial venal. Correct. Yes. All right. Mm-hmm. That's where I am. And I'm really familiar with this because my sister had it. And unfortunately, my sister didn't make it, not because of the AVM, but because she collapsed when it burst and she aspirated. Mm-hmm. So she didn't have any oxygen for 20 minutes and she died. And we buried her on her 50th birthday. So it's really important that your sister's going to get this surgery done. It's not a big deal surgery, and had we known with my sister, she would most likely still be alive. So what happens with AVMs is that it's normally a congenital situation where the arteries and the veins, it's like the scaffolding in the back of the head, aren't connected properly, and they go in and they fix that. And so that's what I'm watching happen. I'm watching it get rerouted in a healing right now. And then that will help her
when she goes in for the surgery, but I'm really glad she's going to get it done, especially because of my personal experience with that, with my little
sister. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I didn't say that to scare you. I'm telling you that it's really great that she's getting it done, because it's not that big of a deal to do that surgery, and they do it all the time, and it's mm-hmm. usually super successful.
The pills that she's taking right now, I have the names of them, and one of them, Keppra, she's been taking since 2012, but mm-hmm. this new one that she's on, it's called oxycarbazepine. And she's only at 150 milligrams, and she said they're putting her up to 300 milligrams two times a day, and mm-hmm. she has to take it in order to prepare her for the surgery, or she could have a fatal seizure.
Well, there you go. That's why I was led to tell you the story about my sister. But I would still Google it, Google the name of the medicine, NNT, and she's got, what, a month to go until the surgery? Mm-hmm. Maybe they can get her in sooner if need be, I would do that, and then hopefully that healing it'll just set her up so that it'll be smooth sailing once she's in there. And the other thing to remember too, Angela, is that mm-hmm. the more people that pray for her, the more spiritual mm-hmm. help she's going to have in the OR. I can always see a correlation with the number of spirits that are in the OR adding support and the amount of prayer that's being said. Not that they affect the surgery, but they're just there for support. And I find that remarkable. So I hope that helps.
Yes, I totally believe that. Yes,
yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling. Good luck to her. Let us know how it goes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, take care. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, let's go to Gary next. Hi, Gary. Hi, Gary.
Hello.
Hi, Gary.
Okay, I'm here.
How are you?
How are you? Great.
I'm well. How are you?
Great.
Please tell everybody where you're calling from.
Okay, I'm calling from Birmingham, Michigan.
Oh, the other Birmingham.
Right.
Sure.
I wanted to tell you, I wanted to thank you for our session that we had at the beginning of March, which was really helpful for me.
Yeah, it was fun, too. Wasn't it?
I wanted to let your listeners also give some information about your guidance that you've told us how to contact a higher consciousness mm-hmm. and ask questions. Mm-hmm. Well, a friend of mine's mother here was having throat pain and coughing up blood for a whole day, mm-hmm. and they were afraid that she had some type of malignancy. So I asked my higher conscious what her symptoms were caused by. And I heard erosion and stop the juice. So I found out that she had been drinking over a gallon of orange juice weekly, along with a half a gallon of chocolate milk and half a gallon of chocolate ice cream. So with the caffeine and the acids that she was getting, she had an esophageal erosion. And I've studied some quantum touch healing, and I sent her some energy to stop the pain and stop the bleeding. And I checked the next day, and they told me that she had slept through the night, no further pain, no bleeding, and she's been fine for the last 2 weeks now. So
yay!
It really worked.
Go, man. Fabulous.
Yeah.
Fabulous. Anybody can learn to do this. You may want to consider taking my class, and we'll really ramp it up. But
I am going to take
it.
Everybody
can learn. Yeah, that would be great. I'm in the third week of the sixth time I've taught it. The next session will begin in the summer, the midsummer. And anybody can learn to do this. I think people, when they're in my class, and this is about 75 people that have gone through with this group that's there now, I think they're amazed. Maybe like you, that everyone, oh my God, this stuff really can help.
Right.
And they're amazed what the information is that they get. So wonderful. Thank you for that story. Did you have a question, or you just wanted to tell
us? Yeah, just a real quick question. On Tuesday, one of my dogs stepped on my eye during the middle of the night made a major corneal abrasion.
Oh.
And I have an eye appointment again tomorrow, but I have a feeling that my vision is going to be totally impaired in that eye, and I'll probably need a corneal transplant. So I was hoping that you could maybe use some energy tonight and maybe some stem cell energy.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. The energy went to your right eye. Is that the eye that's been affected?
No, it's the left one.
The left. All right. The energy's in your right eye, so I'm going to look there first because
okay.
I always go, you know, stuff always shows up in order of importance. So do you have a cataract in that right eye?
I don't know.
Yeah, you do.
It's not okay. bothering me. I probably right. do.
Yeah. So I'm removing that. Looks like a cloudy lens. So I've removed the lens. There's another clear lens going in. There's one little stitch on the right side, which, you know, is interesting because the energy went there first. It's like, let's fix that eye so that while the other one's healing, that one's going to work. How about that?
Okay.
It's interesting. And, you know, Gary, when I say I, that means spirit working through me and with me, right?
Right.
Not just me doing it, but it's spirit working
right.
through me. You know this. You've experienced
yes.
it. Okay, left eye. All right, I'm seeing a scratch left of center. I'm looking through your eyeball from behind. I'm in your eyeball, and I'm looking at it from behind. But you don't have too many people tell you that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like a, you know, like a projector in a movie theater looking through.
Right.
Okay, yeah, it's a pretty deep one. Holy mackerel. All right, putting stem cell energy in there, and it's going inside the slit. There's a little tiny vortex that's spinning on top of it. That centrifugal force is what transforms the stem cell energy into whatever body part we need, in this case, an eyeball part. All right, doing that. Oh, interesting. Now it's like I'm watching it get sanded with this really fine sander instrument thing, which is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
All right, it's kind of like when you fill a crack with, you know, with spackling or
putty,
with
yeah.
putty, and then you go back and you have to smooth it out so that it's level.
Right.
That's what
right.
I just watched happen. Okay,
good.
And now I'm watching your eye. And it's a little bit cloudy on the side that was just repaired, but you got vision on the other side of it. So I believe that will help with the healing. At this moment in time, I'm not getting that you're going to need a transplant. I think your eye
okay.
will heal. Yeah.
Wonderful.
So I hope that helps. Keep us posted.
I will.
On how
sure.
you're doing. Okay. Thanks, Gary.
Okay.
Keep
Thanks
those drugs off your eyes. My goodness. That's I don't
yeah.
know that I've ever heard that before.
Yeah. Oh, brother.
Yeah.
Okay.
No. Okay. Take care.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for
Bye-bye.
Calling. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, everybody. We do this show every Thursday night at 8 Eastern, 7 Central, and 5 Pacific. Call in number 712-770-4160, access code 533-677-POUND. You can find this information a bunch of different places at my website, AskJulieRyan.com. It's at the bottom of the homepage. You'll find it there. Anywhere you download podcasts, we're on a bunch of networks. You can find it in the show notes. We're on Alexa. We're also on YouTube. You can find it there. On those show notes. I send out a blog every week, and it's a question that somebody has submitted online, and I answer it. And in the body of the email, it says, hey, remember, call in tomorrow night with your question, and the information's there. When you're on my site, sign up for my blog, so you'll just get a reminder each week, and schedule an appointment when you're there too, and then I'll get you for a whole hour, and we have a ball, and we can cover whatever you want to cover, as many topics as you want to cover in the hour that we have together. It's really fun too, regardless of how serious your questions are. I promise you we will laugh and have fun with it. The other thing is on social media, Ask Julie Ryan on Instagram, Ask Julie Ryan on Facebook. And I always post the day of the show a reminder to call in with your question. Okay, this week, got a question from Lisa, and Lisa's in Springfield, Missouri. And she said, hey, Julie, just wondering if you could help me with my heavy drinking of vodka and rum. I don't know why I drink. I'll include my dad was a daily beer drinker. Thanks, Lisa. And here's my response. Hi, Lisa. Thanks for your question. It's one that affects most, if not all of us, in some way. Either we have issues ourselves, come from families with an alcoholic, or at least know someone who does. From a spiritual perspective, our spirits choose when, where, and to whom we're born, so our lives can have a trajectory that allows us to explore various topics, like addiction. Growing up in a home with a parent who drinks a lot often leads to children who follow the same pattern and find themselves emulating the parent's sometimes unwanted behavior. This situation then allows the person to explore what it's like to have an addiction and have the opportunity to continue with the behavior and all the consequences that ensue, or to change the behavior and get well. Many people believe alcoholism or any addiction is the result of a character flaw. However, I believe, and research shows, addiction has a physiological cause and is a disease of the brain. It takes a lot of courage to seek help, and you don't have to do this alone. There are many licensed professionals specializing in addiction treatment who can answer your questions. Some great resources are SAMHSA, which stands for the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, and that's an agency within the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. For those of you listening in other countries, your countries are going to have a federal agency like this that's going to help with substance abuse in the mental health services within probably the Health and Human Services like it is here in America. The second place is the Substance Abuse Treatment Locator, and that has information on thousands of state-licensed providers specializing in substance use disorders and addiction. And then the third one is the Behavioral Health Treatment Services Locator, which is a confidential and anonymous source for treatment facilities for substance use and addiction. And then I went on to say, perhaps the next step might be checking out one of these websites to find what may be available in your area. Then when you have more information, your next step may be easier to make. Sending hugs and lots of support your way. All these links are on my website, Ask Julie Ryan, on the blog. If you click on the blog tab and you click on, I titled this Why I Drink, then you'll see it for this week. So if you're interested in those different links, they're all on the website at AskJulieRyan.com. All righty, let's go back to the phones and let's see who our next caller is. I believe it's Iris. Hi, Iris.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm so excited every time I get to speak with you.
Oh, I'm excited I get to talk with you. Please tell everybody where you're calling
thank
from.
Thank you. I am calling from Maryland, Gaithersburg, Maryland.
Yeah.
And right outside of D.C., not too far.
Good.
And my question tonight, because I was thinking, oh, what question do I have? Of course, I have 100 questions for you, and I will be making an appointment. But someone else actually asked it, and I'm going to ask the question too. Mm-hmm. It's about spirit guides, and I wanted to know who mine was.
Your spirit guide, the name that came in right, it was funny, Iris, in the middle of you asking the question, it's like, okay, the spirit guide's ready to talk. The name I got was Nathan. Nathan.
I thought it was a male name for some reason. I don't know.
Yeah.
Nathan.
Yeah, but remember that spirits don't have a gender, but we equate names. And what's really funny, Iris, is sometimes I'll get names that sound like some language that doesn't exist or certainly one that I've never heard of. And so I'll ask him, I'll say, do you have a nickname that I can understand that we can use? Because it'll be some just interesting combination of letters and sounds and stuff. Every once in a while I'll get that. But I think I've asked it so many times that the spirit guides now just come in with a name that I'm going to understand and be able to have use to talk
so
to.
So is that like the main, does everyone just have one? Or sometimes from what I listen to you, sounds like you have several different ones? Or?
We do. We have several. Right now there are 7 that are behind you. They're in a horseshoe, and that's how they always appear to me. And Nathan is your main spirit guide. The main spirit guide, as they appear to me, is right next to your right elbow. And then that horseshoe goes behind you in a U shape. And they look like versions of Father Time to me, Iris. Old men, white hair, white beard, white robe, and that's just how they appear, so I know that they're spirit guides. And then when we talk to them, they appear in different dress. Yours looks like a
you're going to laugh when I tell you this, but yours looks like one of the soldiers at Buckingham Palace in London.
Really?
With the hat and the red outfit and the whole nine yards. That's how he's dressed.
He's got to work extra hard, or Nathan's working extra hard, okay.
Yes. I don't know. Let's ask him real fast. What are you advising Iris on? He's saying protection, especially online protection. Have you had a problem with some online issues or your identity being stolen or something like that? That you know of?
No. However, It came across my mind about 30 minutes before I came on, back on this call.
What came across
your
mind?
That I need to check my identity theft. And that I have identity theft protection, but I need to activate it. I need to check on it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. And the interesting thing about spirit guides is that they come in and out of our lives. Our guardian angels are with us in all of our lives, the same guardian angel. Mm. But spirit guides come in and out depending on what's going on. This guy I'm getting had to do with top secret kind of stuff. Things that you would see with cybercrime, kind of behind the scenes things that certainly when he lived, I would guess. He's telling me he lived in 1932. That's the year that he's showing me. But back then, you know, they had all kinds of secret codes and stuff during the World Wars, that they would intercept and break codes, and he did that kind of thing. So he was part of the military, but he was very much into that code, you know, secret agent kind of stuff, breaking codes, but within the military. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think so. I'll definitely check my identity.
Okay.
I'll definitely make sure everything's updated.
Again, you can talk to him. Just ask him a question. He's going to answer you in your head. It's going to come in within a second. It's going to feel like it's your thought. And that's how spirits communicate telepathically. But if you're looking for advice, again, be really specific, because spirits will always give you the right answer. How applicable it is going to be dependent on how you ask the questions. So be super specific. And then drill down. Keep asking more specific questions when you get an answer if you want more information.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow,
all right.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Thanks for calling. Take care.
All right.
Bye, Iris.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, let's go to Jenny next. Hi, Jenny.
Hi, Julie. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. I'm calling from Wisconsin tonight.
Wonderful. How are things up there?
Beautiful. Beautiful spring night.
Great.
So this is a popular question. I wanted to know my main spirit guide's name as well, and what they have to tell me about my love life as far as when I'm going to meet someone, who is it, do I get a name, where am I going to meet someone, what do you got for me?
Okay, I got the name Melinda. Came in
Melinda.
When you were asking the question, Melinda, and I get your the person you're going to meet's name is going to be Kenneth. Probably go by Ken.
What?
Kenneth.
Oh, okay.
Kenneth, but I'm getting Ken. And
okay.
Do you travel for work, or do you do anything in Michigan?
I do not.
Okay.
Nope.
I'm
working from home right now.
I think he's from Michigan, something to do with Michigan. There's going to be a Michigan connection.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So just, you know, you can just hop over those Great Lakes to Michigan. But I'm getting that there's something to do with Michigan. He's either in Michigan or he's from Michigan or something to do with Michigan.
And do we have like a time span as far as when or where I'm going to meet him?
The words came in as soon as you want. How about that?
Wow.
Yeah, you know, which is, keep in mind, time is not a thing in the spirit world. The time doesn't exist. True. It's a human concoction. So as soon as you want, all right, what's the best way? Are you doing any online sites, like online dating?
I have a Match profile, but I have not used it in a long time. I've never been married. I haven't been in a relationship in a long time. So I'm ready to get out there and see what,
I'm getting online that it's worth you exploring online. And again, I just report what I get, Miss Jenny girl. I got Christian Mingle.
Oh, Christian Mingle. No, I'll take whatever I can get as far as your advice with this. Good.
That's what I got. Good. And I know that sounds really funny, but I have a friend who is just like the serious Catholic, and she wanted to meet somebody, and she met her husband on some Catholic dating site, and she was ready to give up, and she met him, and they were married within a year, and they've been married,
two
or 3 years now. Yeah, so those kinds of sites work. My next-door neighbors met online, too, and they've been married for, 20-some years. So,
So that was Miranda. I'm sorry, Miranda? What was
Melinda.
Her name?
Melinda.
Oh, Melinda.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. Now, keep in mind, the other thing with this, Kenneth, is that things that have happened in the past are set in stone, Jenny. Things that are happening right now are set in stone. Things that are happening in the future are fluid, because there are a whole bunch of variables that come into play that can affect an outcome. So I'm giving you information that I'm getting right now. It may be different in the future. Okay?
So as far as a relationship or as far as marriage?
As far as any of it. I'm giving you information right now to look on online dating. Christian Mingle in particular came in. But the Kenneth, the Michigan thing, a lot of variables can come into play. So that's what I'm getting right
exciting.
Now. Okay. Yeah.
Wonderful.
So check it out.
Thank you, Julie.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
I'll have to report back in and let you know.
Please do. Send us pictures of the wedding and I'll post it online.
Okay, I promise.
All righty. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thanks.
Bye. Okay, let's see who's next. I think it's Jacob. Hi, Jacob.
Yeah, hi.
How are you, sir?
Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay, great. I'm calling from the little town of Winters in Northern California.
Terrific. How are you holding up out there?
Oh, it's been nice out here, so everything's good.
Terrific.
Yeah.
Got a question for me?
Yeah, I just had a question. I have eczema, and I just wanted to see how to go about treating that. I wanted to try to figure out what the cause is.
Mm-hmm. It's a gut thing. Email me, julie@askjulieryan.com. I'll send you a link for a little bit of a discount on the gut biome test. You can do it at home without your... You don't need a doctor's permission. It's a fancy term for a poop test, Jacob. And eczema is a gut thing. Your gut's out of whack. And the cool thing about this test is food is the best medicine, and it will tell you, here are your superfoods, here are the foods for you to avoid. Let's do the Jacob diet based on what your body needs, and that will be determined from this test. It's pretty remarkable. Comes with a phone app. And if you're in the grocery store and, you know, you're thinking, I'm feeling like butternut squash. Wonder where that is on my list of foods. And you'll have it right there with you.
Okay.
And,
sounds good.
Yeah. I work with a lot of people that have had eczema problems. We get their gut working properly, and the eczema is just a non-issue. It goes away.
Oh, good. Okay, good.
I'm also
getting pretty bad.
I'm also seeing I'm seeing stalks of wheat with you when I have you on my radar.
Oh, okay.
So you may want to avoid wheat products, processed stuff in the short run, and I'll bet you'll see a difference. But email me, and I will send you that link. Anybody else listening that wants the link, email me, and I'll get it to you as well.
Okay, great. Well, thank you.
All right. You bet. Thanks for calling. Take care.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Okay, let's see who's next. I believe it's Melda. Hi, Melda.
Hi, Julie. How are you, girl?
Oh, just great. I know you're getting close to the end of the time, so I'll ask my question really fast. I'm calling
okay.
for my sister who lives about 20 miles or 15 miles away from me. She's a nurse, mm-hmm. so she hasn't been able to talk to you. She put all of her credit cards that she wasn't using and her nursing license and everything in a credit card, little wallet purse, and mm-hmm. she has lost it. She can't find any of them, and she just wondered if there is any way that you can see where that wallet is.
Where, what I'm getting, Melda, is underneath the car seat.
Wow.
So have her look underneath the car seat, you know, use the light, use a flashlight or the light on her phone, and I'm getting that it's underneath her car seat. So
it's not locked. It's not locked.
I'm getting a no. I'm getting it's underneath her car seat. So hopefully that will help her, and hopefully she'll find it. Please tell everybody where you're calling from.
I'm calling from the Bay Area in California.
Okay. Northern California, like near San Francisco, is translation for those of us not from California, the Bay Area is San Francisco Bay. You guys are so funny. You all say that. I'm coming from the Bay Area. It's like somebody somebody in
right,
Peoria is like, what's the Bay Area? So, yeah. Okay. Well, let us know what happens. I hope she finds it. Please tell her thank you for her service during this time.
Thank you.
Okay.
She needs her license, so.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah. Bye, Melda. Thanks for calling. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, everybody. That's it for this week. That went really fast. And thank you to everybody that called in. Please remember to sign up for my blog. Follow me on Instagram, Ask Julie Ryan. Follow me on Facebook, Ask Julie Ryan. And leave a review on iTunes. At Ask Julie Ryan, and then you can be in the drawing for winning a free hour with me. I'll announce that next week. In the meantime, everybody, stay safe, enjoy your weekend, and talk to you next week. Take care. Bye, everybody.
Thanks for joining us. Be sure to follow Julie on Twitter at Ask Julie Ryan and like her on Facebook at Ask Julie Ryan. For information on how you can ask Julie your question, please visit AskJulieRyan.com.